We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and your parts.
Oh, you bet your buns. You know what else we do? We invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, lover. Do you know today marks our 100th episode with Ben the Haas Hosley producing?
Yes, this is our Haas-do. Hondo Haas.
I like that.
So Haas-do. You did there.
Just smashed them both together and see what came out.
A portmanteau. All right.
Well, speaking of portmanteaus.
You know this bag of dicks. He's the UCB Comedy Podcast Boy, producing epic shows across this great country of ours.
He can be seen performing regularly at the Annoyance Theater in Brooklyn or with his sketch group Soap, known for their messy shows.
He has a cat named Pig.
And a big dick that's big.
Yes, got it in there.
Oh, what the hell? That's on my note card.
What?
Who would dare? Well, we're very moist to welcome our scumbag producer, Ben Haas Hosley.
Yes, woo. Finally, guys, after 100 episodes, I am the guest.
We finally danced.
I'm so excited.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale balloon light?
Balloon light. You and your balloon lights.
And I liked that intro, too.
Yeah, that was a powerful intro, it felt.
Yeah. I mean, all those credits are very true.
Are you going to rate all the segments after we do it?
Yeah, no, yes. I'm going to let you know how you guys are doing.
Well, we know you've always been thinking it. Now you have to say it.
That's true.
We wine and dine people here.
Yes, we try to be a very classy podcast.
And the reason we were a little bit giggly today was because Haas wanted drugs for his drink.
Yeah, we asked him his favorite beverage and he said drugs.
So, weed. Yeah. I said, let's smoke some weed.
I heard drugs.
He said drugs. We were scared, so we picked weed.
Yeah. I mean, also.
All right, I know I have a bit of a reputation, but yeah, I mean, come on. I'm getting up there. I've sort of put that to rest.
All right. That's dead now. Well,
oh, tight dog.
So we walked around on 8th Avenue and hit the vape.
We did.
We hit a sativa.
It's an upper.
That we smuggled back.
This is a creative weed.
It
from
is.
From Colorado.
Yes. So let's see how creative we get.
Hey, Haas.
What's up?
Are you single, looking to mingle?
No, not single.
Spoken for.
Yep.
One night only, Huzdo special.
His dance card is punched.
Tonight is your night.
Yeah, we also
like Super Tuesday.
We'd like to tell the viewers it's voting day here. It's November 8th, and Haas has a ticket to the Hillary party tonight.
Yeah,
very excited. I don't know. I don't know what I'm in for, but it's gonna hopefully be a victory. Or Hillary.
Yes. That Javits Center is going to turn your asshole inside out, Haas.
I'm Holy glad fuck. You finally admitted your political leanings on the program, because I know a lot of our listeners just didn't know who you were going to vote for.
No.
Because I'm sort of such a nightmare. They might assume some things, but no. No, in fact, I am not a monster.
The truth is revealed. Yes. Finally. 100 eps it took to get out of you.
What do you guys think is going to happen with the election, huh?
I think some votes will be counted.
Great.
Yep.
Hearts will be broken.
Lawsuits will be filed.
Babies will be ripped from their mothers.
Ripped. There'll be a lot of ripping.
Ripped babies. Ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
All right. Speaking of ripped babies.
Ooh, yes. What do you say we dive into sexy science?
Okay.
Let's tell Haas what we do here.
Yes.
Yeah, explain it to me, guys.
Let me
I'm
explain
interested.
It. Since we are also forcing you into double duty and you're still producing the show and hitting our sound cues for us.
Sure.
We'll explain to you what it's all about.
Oh, thanks.
So this one, we like to rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines and their mothers.
And ripped. Just going to keep on ripping through this one.
Ripping and tearing.
This one was ripped right from across the pond, courtesy of The Conversation UK. Title of this article is 1 in 5 teens have sexual fantasies involving family members. We are family. I
got all my sisters with me. So two sex ed teachers in Manchester conducted a 3-year study following reports of incest fantasies among their students.
To measure sexual arousal, the duo took EEG scans of subjects' brains while showing them various photos and videos. They found almost 20% of teens aged 15 to 19 responded heavily to images of family members in the parts of the brain where sexual arousal occurred.
Wow. Of those who were aroused, almost 30% responded to images of their immediate family, while the remainder were only turned on when showed extended family members.
Yeah, aunts, uncles, cousins, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So is this just natural?
What my question about this would be, like, why would you study this?
Yeah.
Like, everybody just hears it and then feels uncomfortable.
It's strange. Well, they're sex ed teachers, but you'd wonder, I mean, I don't know sex ed in the UK, but our sex ed, Kenneth Moles, did not really give us a full rundown on things.
Oh, you don't feel that your sexual education was...
No, they didn't talk about incest, really. They didn't talk about what you were attracted to. They just kind of talked about the biology.
I barely ever had my brain scanned.
Guys, you got to think back,
I only had
though.
It twice.
I was doing science.
You got to think back, though. It's referenced throughout literature, right? Incest. I mean, it's just been a part of human culture for a real long time.
It has. It's been a part of art forever.
Part of art.
It has.
It's one of the three main things.
Right?
It's a taboo. It's a taboo.
The Oedipus and the... What's the other one? The
Oedipus.
Oedipus.
Odom A. Brown.
So I think
it's been around forever.
You know, there's just like there's something weird there.
Well, it's romanticizing a taboo, but a taboo that's if it's consensual on all sides, then you're like, what? So you just don't like it? If it's not your thing, that's fine. But if people are consenting to it, I don't see.
No. I think we should move on. But like,
it's time
so maybe
to move
that's
on.
Why this study is happening, so we can maybe figure out how to move people away from that.
Yes.
Well, at least it's still a minority.
Hey, also, I want to say I'm an only child, so I don't really have, my cousins are,
So you're 20% incest.
Yeah.
What?
I'd put myself on the 20%. But not, I also don't have any sibling. My mother is a no. I would say that would be a no. Never been turned on by that. But, I mean, the jazzing off with my aunt's bra that we've talked about a few times on here.
But do you think it was the bra and, like, boobs,
yes.
Or was it your aunt?
No, it wasn't my aunt, I don't believe.
Well,
some of my cousins are attractive. It says 20% is pretty high. It was higher than I would
It's a fifth.
It's also probably not true.
Also, I have here written on my note card, hey, the kids are all right.
Yeah.
So we don't want to bring anyone down.
Eat down the nose.
Oh, geez.
So what are we, 1 in 3 out of the 1 in 5 here? You don't have any sexual arousal fantasies of
family?
Familial? No. All right. Well, we're 1 in 3.
Yeah, I actually find it hard to believe that that's such that
high?
That high. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll check up on the science and we'll get back to you. For now, it's just sexy.
Well, speaking of sexy.
Now that we've been talking about incest.
Yes.
Let's move on to some more sexy.
Yeah, and a little something we like to call listener love.
Oh, shit.
We are family.
Listen, a mailbag.
Hi, sisters with me. All right.
Well, people write
guys,
us.
Guys, what do we do in this segment?
Let me tell you.
Great.
People write to us, Haas, but we're not great at giving advice.
That's true. I've been here. I've been here. There's not a lot of good advice going around.
No.
Wow. I think our guests usually give better advice than Murph and I are able to do.
Yes, I would agree with that. But let's see if this is the exception because we got Haas at the wheel.
I think today I'm
you've chimed
really...
in and given
yeah,
some.
Yeah, I always offer up a little tidbit here and there.
Certainly. This one's going to be all on
sometimes
you.
Sometimes more tid, sometimes more bits.
That's true.
Good call. So who do we have first?
Okay. Our first question is from Shitty in Hoboken, New Jersey via Facebook. Okay, shit says, how much acid is too much, man? I've done so much, but I can still read. I can still pleasure a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shitty, it sounds like you can do all the things you need to do.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah, shit. It sounds like Shitty's still functioning.
Shit's on top of it.
He can still read, and he can still please a gal.
I mean, that's the only checklist you need, I feel. To know if you've taken too much acid. Those are the two checks.
Yeah, I mean,
can you still read? Can you still pleasure a woman? Yes, then not too much.
I mean, still feed yourself and wipe your ass. Maybe those two.
Yeah.
Those are kind of important.
Wolf asses.
But I have taken acid before a number of times.
Mm-hmm. Too much?
No. I would say the cutoff, honestly, because I knew people growing up who would just like take it like every couple of weeks. I would say you should really cut yourself off like somewhere around 25 to 50 times.
A lifetime. Lifetime.
Where is that
I
stat
love that number.
Coming from?
That number just came from the ether.
Why is that?
Well, those EEGs that you had those kids hooked up to.
Because once you cross over to 25, I mean, what's the difference between that and 35? It's just 50 is then you're really pushing it.
But why 50? Is that arbitrary or have you read something that says anything?
Have I read anything? I could still read.
I didn't mean you could.
I could still pleasure a woman.
Well, then that's the checklist.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe.
Where did I pull this stat from?
Yes.
I pulled it from Bonnaroo.
Tight. So research.
Dot
so field
net?
Research. Oh, on the web, yes.
Yeah.
I went to Bonnaroo.net.
I went to Bonnaroo's Facebook page, learned a lot about how much acid you can do.
Got to talking to a character named Shitty on that Facebook page.
You should read the comments. They're good.
Shitty's amazing, and it reminds me of in Outside Providence when the guy's name is Drugs.
That is a good nickname.
All right, Shitty.
It may not have been a nickname.
50. You got your answer. You got an actual answer. A number.
50.
25.
I'm over that, unfortunately. Not by much, but definitely over that.
Over acid?
I've also taken too much in one moment. Yes. I don't think overall, but.
So it's not that you've done it like over 50 times. It's that when you've done it, you've done like 10 to 50 hits.
Well, no.
100 hits.
No.
300 hits.
At least 400.
Legally insane at
this
point.
Yes. It completely drove me mad, and I went all the way around, and I've come back to some form of sanity.
Welcome back.
Oh, it was rough. It was rough on the other side. Haas, you know what I'm talking about. You're around that 50 spot.
Yeah.
You dropped a 50 spot.
No, I did not drop a 50. But
have you ever taken way too much at once? I did that at least two or three times, and it's a nightmare scenario.
No.
My head melted.
I mean, I would say I always took a controlled amount, you know, probably no more than four hits at a time.
Responsible.
Wow.
Oh, that's still a lot.
Four hits.
Depending on the strength, of course. But
no, I mean, it definitely, though, fuck, it's so fun.
It is fun. It's fun when you get it. You get into that sweet spot for sure. It's very fun.
Yeah, it's fun to connect with your boys. You know, talk about space.
Space.
Yeah, it is the time for that.
It is. Outdoors is nice.
I've actually never done acid, but I've done mushrooms, and it's always been awesome. Except for one time in the beginning, it just came on really strong, and I got into my sleeping bag, and I just like curled up for like an hour, and then I had a really good time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I drove on mushrooms one time, which was a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was scary.
You ran two people over.
No.
It is
weird
how you did that.
I mean, you know.
So to be fair to the acid, it wasn't necessarily, or the mushrooms rather, it wasn't that you were out of your state of consciousness.
I was in a car.
People ran across the street.
Yeah, I mean, and you gotta look both ways, guys, when you walk out of a parked car. I mean, Nick, we can't stress this enough. If I'm gonna give any advice, I'm gonna tell you that much.
I was in a car, and no, we didn't hit a person, but I wasn't driving. I was in the back, in the middle, actually. I think we killed an entire family of raccoons. Like, not one, but like 10.
Bunch.
All right.
They're nocturnal, right? They come out at night, crossing that road.
Hey, we helped you, Shitty.
There you go, Shitty.
Are we still on the Shitty questions?
Yeah. All right. Next one, huh?
Next one.
Our second inquiry is from Miranda in Portland, Maine, via the old email, menage.radio@thegmail. Mir asks, my boyfriend's cum tastes like tuna fish. Is that normal?
You emphasized all the right words.
Yes, you did.
Perfect.
Yep. That's how that.
Normal? I don't think so.
No, probably not. Average is probably not tuna, but.
Maybe he's cheating on you with a mermaid.
Mm.
Oh, snap.
Now, what's the thing? Do people, like, go out of their way to, like, have pineapple juice, right? Because that's the whole thing, right? It's supposed to make it taste better.
I thought that was, like, an urban legend.
No, I'm pretty sure that's true.
I think diet influences all the movements, right? The sweats.
Oh, yeah.
The jizzes, like, the shits, the pisses.
Excretions.
So if you're just, like, champing on some bacon, like, it might come out a little smoky.
Yeah. I don't know if it actually corresponds to what you're eating exactly. That'd be amazing. But
no.
Some pudding.
Maybe you could start sweet. You could like curate it almost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like this month I'm sort of going for more of like a sweet kind of milky kind of thing.
And people would line up around the block and say, "Please, sir, let me drink your fluids."
Yeah, good luck getting enough people to taste your jizz that you'd be able to, like, figure out some amazing...
A little shop to set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I bet... I don't know. I don't have a very good diet. I have a feeling... I don't think I'm tuna fish.
You'll never know unless you taste.
Yeah.
I tasted once very early on, but then...
Your jizz?
Yeah. You just because you're curious, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't much to it.
Salty?
It was a little bit salty is my memory of it, but just not much. It's kind of bland.
Jizz is just like salty chalk water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's all I have to
say. I'll
have about
one
that.
Salty chalk water, please.
It's like Ovaltine.
Yeah, if there's tuna fish, then there's something wrong with your boyfriend.
Oh, great advice.
Yeah, great advice.
All right.
Not if you like tuna, though.
If you like tuna, then you guys are made in heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like tuna.
Cool. All right. Lastly, we got a tweet from Kelly in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, at Menage Radio. Fuck.
Nailed it.
Great. Kel wonders, Haas, if you had to kill either Murph or Diana, who would it be and why?
Ooh.
Is this a sexy question?
Kelly.
This is a fucked up question. All right.
If this gets your engine going.
So I'm gonna sort of insert this question into sort of like a end of the world type scenario, right?
Okay.
Insert it.
So
yeah, well, because why?
So to
otherwise,
make sense. So you can make sense of it in your own mind.
Yeah,
you need there to be some context.
I'm gonna assign some sort of like kind
apocalypse.
Of scenario. Exactly.
This is
it's
a
like
post-apocalypse.
The end of the world, and I have to kill one of you, right?
Mm.
I think I'm gonna kill you, Murph.
Oh my, that hurts my heart.
I'm really sorry.
That's all right.
But I think the thing is that in the post-apocalyptic world...
Children?
Women? No, not necessarily that. It's more, you have more leverage if you've got a gal.
So you would prostitute
me
for food? I mean, I would much rather be killed.
Yeah. Yeah. I would rather be alive. We can swap spots.
I wish I could see your face, Diana. Oh, that's such an offensive answer. I'm sorry.
On this day.
I mean, I like kind of saw where it was going, and then it got even worse.
I think you need to play this. I think you need to play that response at the party tonight at the convention center.
You think so?
I think you should play that clip.
Yeah, you're like, I'm a feminist now. In case the end of the world comes, I'll have lady friends that I can prostitute for resources. You're disgusting.
All right. Well, we helped. We helped 3 for 3.
Oh. Just being, you know, savvy in the scenario that I put forth.
Listen, just don't take more than 50 hits of acid.
Yeah, I think your brain that you think is still intact may be a little bit.
It's on another plane.
Aw.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, let's see what plane you're on here with these sextions, huh? You know the deal with this. You've listened to this show 2 or 3 times.
I've heard it, yeah.
Okay, well, get ready.
Okay. I have a feeling you're going to be new questions, but we'll see.
Maybe he will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sextions with Haas for Haas Doe begins now. If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Fuck it. Shelf.
What's the sexiest animal?
Carrot.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Fuck. Wow, this is actually harder than all the... All right, I like Scarlett Johansson.
This is an interesting one for today. Very topical. What U.S. president would you vote?
Or president-elect?
Obama.
Obama! Wow. 69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
If I will always love
if
you.
If I will always.
That's
speculative Whitney Houston number. If I will
Did
always.
You add the if? What?
Wait, isn't that how it goes? If.
No.
No, it's. And I
it's, yeah.
will
The sentiment is just I will always love you,
you
not if. It's not, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about
that. I'm glad
that
we got to. Set you straight on that.
I know. You're walking around here thinking it's if.
I've been going on my whole life thinking that.
Well, right. I love that a shelf is a very utility piece of furniture to have sex with.
Because I sort of imagine like slapping it on top of there, sliding it.
Yeah. those, putting those bookends on it.
I think that's the worst piece of furniture to have a sexual encounter with.
It's just a slab of wood.
It's just angles.
Or metal.
Yeah.
I mean, don't knock it until you try shelf, it. But
would you
that's
like?
That's true. That's fair.
Maybe like a glory hole shelf.
No. See, I think if you get like a nice gloss to it.
Come up through the bottom.
Yeah. It might be different. It might be interesting.
A fancy shelf, yes. I've seen shelves that are very sleek. I will say that. But it would be the last one of the. I'd be halfway through the room, I think, before I even thought about the shelf. If I was just running around fucking everything in the
house.
Well,
what surprised me is like, I already know probably what the questions are going to be. And I instantly was just like, fuck, furniture.
Yeah, what the fuck did you say for animal? Did you say
a carrot? I said carrot.
A carrot, no.
That's not an animal.
Mm. There might be some sustainable farmers who would disagree with you.
See, the thing, though, is that I keep thinking of all the past guests' answers. So, like, instantly I was just like, well, I've heard this all. Try it. All right. I'm going to.
I don't think you should keep making excuses. You should just do better.
You should have.
Great.
But we also did think about doing different sections. But if we think of any throughout the show, we'll ask you.
Like, stuff like, where do I look?
Yes. Yes. We'll answer that question by the end. Where do I look?
Please do, because I'm still trying to figure it out.
All right. I think it's time for Get It Wet.
Okay.
Ooh, make it wet.
That needs to now be a part of that.
Yes.
That soundbite is, okay. All right.
Got it.
It's a good balance.
So here we're going to have a contest between the three of us, but today we will judge.
Yeah, we're going to judge you.
We're going to stand in judgment of you.
Oh,
and
shit.
And judge ourselves.
Yep. No, we'll be fair and balanced across the board.
Yeah.
So
just some money from
corporations. We're sponsored. Get excerpts from various mediums that are not written to be sexy at all, and then we try to make them sultry, Haz. You know how it goes.
Haz, what's our source material today?
Our source material today is from the New Jersey State Travel Guide provided by the New Jersey Department of Tourism. Diana, you're up first. Won't you motorboat my home state?
Yeah.
You know it. All right. Welcome to New Jersey. Whether you live hours away or within the Garden State, we welcome you to gather as friends, families, or individuals to discover the vast array of attractions, entertainment venues, accommodations, and pastoral countrysides for which New Jersey is known. There's like a whole other sentence. I'll just pick a few key phrases.
Sure.
Eclectic urban centers, delicious dining spots, thriving downtown areas.
Ooh, thriving.
I feel like I was doing like the voice of like a sexy cartoon, but the cartoon is like a can of beans.
Yo, is that where your head was at on that?
That was my motivation.
I felt that in the read. It definitely came through in the read. Well done.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Cartoon can of beans with a little bikini on. It was nice.
Wow. Can do. All right. Next up is Murph. You got your source material. Now put just the tip into hot New Jersey tips.
Hot. H-A-W-T. Hort. An assortment of family-friendly attractions can be found in every region of the state to fit your comfort and style.
Ooh.
From theme parks and zoos to indoor and outdoor water parks, farms, and campgrounds, New Jersey's attractions and destinations offer family fun entertainment every day of the week. We hope you'll plan your unforgettable New Jersey vacation experience today.
Wow. That was wonderful, darling.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your motivation?
Chris Christie. I couldn't stop thinking of Chris Christie the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I've got
he
that.
He ruined that for me, but.
I got that in the read.
Yeah. He's a presence. Real pile. He's a real pile.
He is
takes up a part in the room, you know?
Yeah.
A real big section of the room.
All right. Well, last up is me. I'm going to pour some champagne and drop trout out of the Garden State.
Way to set the table for yourself.
When you're ready.
New Jersey by the numbers. 130 miles of white beach. Four New Jersey residents four were part of the 2015 U.S. Women's World Cup champion team. Hey, we got 0% sales tax on shopping for your clothing. 4,100 fresh water, lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams. Discover more exciting places and fun things to do. Visit www.visitnewjersey.org.
Oh my, you finished. I felt it. What was your motivation going there? Especially when you were putting.
My motivation was you got to put on a little show for your gal.
Yes.
So I was just trying to really.
It sounded like a kid learning to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, role
playing.
But
also singing for their supper.
Yeah, that's role playing, guys.
I felt good about it.
I feel real good about it.
The way you said shopping made me want to go shopping.
Yes, 0% tax? You did sell every one of those.
I sort of felt like I was wearing a bib.
Oh, yeah. So it was a big old baby just spouting off numbers. You're like Chris Christie out there. It's that load, waste of fucking blubber.
Do our listeners know yet that Haas is not in the room with us?
Oh, yeah.
No, we haven't said that.
No.
Guys, we still made Haas get in his work closet.
Yes, with his machinery.
That might be my favorite way of referring to it, work closet.
Mm-hmm. It's a tight little space.
It's very efficient.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm sitting in here talking to myself.
Surrounded by your own musk.
Yeah. Mm. Sort of stoned.
It's the place to be.
Wait, yeah. You're stoned.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'm stoned too.
Nice. The listeners know him. Did we mention that at the top?
I think so.
The vape.
Should I do it one more time? All right.
Let's start from the beginning.
By the
No.
Well, your home state is going to be flooded. You know, everyone's going to be flocking to New Jersey after hearing that.
I think so.
What do you say we give them a little virtual sugar?
Let's do it.
We should. So what do we do here? Well, we take a guest.
Oh my gosh, we've been replaced.
And we put them on a improvised date. See how they really perform on a date. Now, Ben, yeah, you're not single. It's true, but okay, that's fine. Well, just pretend for the moment, will you? Yeah, sure, no problem, Ben. All right, so you guys want to...
we're back.
Sorry.
Oh, we got a nice break, though.
Murph and I just both, like, passed out. It was so weird.
Yeah, we took a power fucking weed nap.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Just a quick one.
Well, you rested up because, guys, somebody's going to go on a date with me.
Okay. We gave him the little cup with the three names.
He's got to pick a name.
He's in his work closet picking a name as we speak. People, you know... Fuck. People are nervous. It's election day. Haas needs to pick somebody.
It's me.
It's November 8th.
I got myself.
You got yourself. Yes. Yes. I love that that happened.
Wait, did that really happen?
Yes.
That's the best.
It was a 1/3. So, I thought about actually just stuffing the ballots. I thought about throwing a bunch of Haases in there at the last minute because I really wanted it to happen. So I'm glad it happened.
I would have done it, but I didn't have a pen.
But this is no rigged election.
No. This is Haas. This is Haas on Haas.
This is honest Haas alone in a closet doing whatever he wants.
Hosdo.
Hashtag Hosdo. Okay.
All right. Well, your date begin with yourself begins now.
Ja. Long day. Long day. Damn. Fuck. Smoking. It's ruining my skin. Wrinkles. Bags. Well, I'm going to treat myself to a little cucumber slice and some moisturizer. Oh, man. I mean, I've made wrong decisions. But 31 and still going strong. How, man? Yeah. Oh, man, I'm so lonely, though. That's okay, though. Because this is about a spa day for me. So, all right. Gonna put these under my eyes. And yeah. Well, fuck, the cucumber. Ah, shit, I dropped it on the ground here. You know, cucumber. Okay. Well,
hey, pal, pick up your cucumber.
Oh.
Oh,
oh
shit.
My.
Thanks, guys.
We didn't want to hear you jerk off.
No, I didn't. Wasn't going to go there either. It was either going to get sadder or I was going to commit suicide. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, you were on the edge, it felt like. Yeah. That felt like the beginning of a Tom Waits song for a moment there. You painted a very strange picture.
It also seems like a psychological test you would take. And they'd be like, go on a date with yourself.
Yeah, because to you
be
that
like,
meant
I was
going to
kill
you.
Myself.
Yeah, and it got to that
what
point.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. That's just what I decided to do.
I like that. I thought you were going to be like, hey, Haz.
And then play
the
other
Haz,
side. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Two Hazes. I like that you were just talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the rantings of a madman.
It was.
At a spa.
I mean, there could, what I, for a little while too, I was wondering if there were two people and this was just someone really, I didn't know if someone else was going to chime in, but it was. Haz, you felt like you were just with yourself.
Yeah. I was just talking to me.
I liked when you said smoking.
Yeah.
Because it's radio.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Smoking, drinking, walking. That's what I'm doing.
Eating a slicey cucumber.
Damn. Were you going to fuck the cucumber at some point?
I was thinking of maybe putting it in my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't have barged in.
No, it's okay.
No, you saved
Sir, pick
you
up your cucumber. I mean, yeah, we didn't have. We weren't going to want to listen to that.
No, go to how dark do we want to get?
Well,
no.
That was the 100th episode, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine,
well,
guys?
Not. It's our 140th episode, but it's our 100th episode with Haz. Did we say that at the beginning?
I think so.
Okay, that's what we're
Fuck,
celebrating.
We're fucking
today.
This up. All right, it's 100 episodes.
Yes.
So can I just say?
So now, after listening to that whole thing, just now, just imagine if you had heard it, thinking, knowing it was 100 episodes with Haz.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, now you know that.
Oh.
It colors the episode
great,
a little bit
great,
differently,
great, great.
I think.
Yeah, it's all like right. Hindsight is 20.
But listen, I want to say, listen, I love working with you two. You guys are great.
You're phenomenal, Haz.
You know that? And I wanted to share some of my favorite moments from past episodes in a little segment I'm going to call Haz Remembers.
Wow. Really rolls off the tongue.
This is going to be a reoccurring segment.
Haz Rembrandts? No, that's not good.
Don't give away all your memories today because this could just be a segment that pops up.
Ooh. Yes. All right. Well, I'll give you just a taste.
The more LSD you take, the less memories you have. Remember that too. So share them now.
Okay, you have a small sack of memories and each one is like a glowing dragonfly.
So,
but they burn out more quickly than you could imagine.
It's a fun ride straight to hell, but...
Hashtag acid.
Mm.
Hashtag still pleasing them.
All right. Well, let's get this Haz Membrance.
All right. So there's an episode with Jake Vogelnest.
Oh, yes.
And Murph, you, I think there was like a story about someone being able to get like the bones of their lover or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly, but you were talking about how you would keep Diana's skull on your mantle.
Yes.
And I said, yes, so you could skull fuck her.
Oh, you dropped that.
Wait, your favorite memory is a joke you told? Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow.
That was a nice misdirection
as
well.
Let me think. What are some other favorite moments of mine about me? Well, you know what? Since this is going to be a reoccurring segment.
Oh, yeah. You get to do.
We'll check back in next time.
More Haz Membrance next week.
Oh, yeah. A trip down memory lane with Haz, whose brain is oatmeal. Every once in a while, he finds a little raise in memory. All right. That was a really good, sexy.
I'm glad we added that sex segment.
Sexy
segment. This has been a hell of a Hazdo.
Oh, my God.
Hazdo, Hazdo.
Hazdo. Love Hazdo.
Hubby Haz.
I had a lot of fun. It was good. I've still regret some of the things I said, but, I mean... after 100 of these, I mean, there's so much of me out there already anyway.
Yeah, it just rolls off.
What the fuck? Whatever. I mean, yeah. we just got fucking weird.
It's like when you have enough nudes released, you're like, I might as well make a sex tape and get rich.
Yep.
Because there's enough of me out there.
Let's give it all. Let's sell it all.
Well,
we're going to sell that sex tape of you, Huzdo.
Yeah.
You're a fellow degenerate. No. You're truly, it's been a pleasure just really
being
disgusting together.
Yeah.
For a hundo.
Man.
I knew you were a little bit of a scumbag, but I think lately you've gotten more confident. And I'm just seeing like
a confident pervert is exactly what you want.
Scumbaggery just coming from all sides.
I mean, thank you.
Because
I do feel a lot more confident. I'm not a scumbag. I would put it more as
say a degenerate.
Yeah, just a misanthrope. Yes. I like that more. Misanthrope.
Well, you don't get to pick your own moniker. Ugh.
But I'm going to the Hillary thing. Like, I'm a good person.
You got
person.
The ticket to the Javits. It's true.
I'm a good person. I voted for Hillary.
Wow, don't give away all your secrets.
They all came out.
Guys,
next week in Haas Membrance.
We'll probably be happy, but it might be sad.
Yes.
You know what else is sad?
Yes.
We have to say goodbye to Heezy.
Forever.
Forever?
We're not doing any more shows with you. This is your retirement.
Oh, my God, hey. Guys. What are you going to do? Hang up my jersey?
Hanging it in the not the rafters, but the shelf. One of the shelves that we fucked down on the floor.
Perfect.
Yeah. Also, I forgot what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
That we put PCP in that weed we gave you.
Oh, yeah.
So you're about to lose your mind and jump out the window.
Yep. That's why you've sweated your shirt straight off.
Oh,
your body.
Yeah. I am
art
pretty sweaty.
Art imitates life.
No one has to say goodbye to Haas.
Hey,
just head on over to Twitter.
I didn't want to get wet.
Haas got wet, and you can at Ben Hosley and listen to terrific podcasts he produces, like Ménage à Trois Radio.
Woo-woo! Ménage à Trois Radio, my favorite podcast.
Any upcoming shows or political rallies you're going to be at?
Yeah, no. Some shows on Sundays at Annoyance. One show called Bad Habits at 8:30. It's a fun improv show, and got a play going on this coming Sunday and the following, and that's at 7:00 also at the Annoyance. There you go.
Plugs us up hard.
So many plugs, he can't go to the bathroom.
Oh.
All right, guys, we also have to thank, this is crazy. It's like, just keep thanking the same person. Mm-hmm. Our producer, Barack Obama, that's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy. Please tweet at us, at Ménage Radio, email, and get a load of Haas.
Yeah, and use the hashtag Haasdo for bragging rights.
Bragging rights among your friends.
Yeah.
Haasdo.
Haasdo? That guy Haasdo?
Oh, that's the other gentleman who's been sitting in the studio with us the whole time.
Wait, you can see that too?
Yes.
He's a good guy.
It's that wet we're smoking.
He's a good guy.
Too much PCP.
Good night.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.